It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Amazon enhances its voice assistant with all new features. And what is the state of remote work and how can it be a competitive advantage? This is the Business of Tech. Amazon has announced a number of improvements to Alexa. No new hardware, but a number of enhancements. Here's some highlights. Alexa usage has quadrupled over the last 2 years. Alexa Conversations, now in beta, allows for follow-ups and more give-and-take style conversations. More multimodal interactions are coming, using Alexa as an audio, visual, and tactile tool. Alexa for Apps, which is the ability to launch Android and iOS apps using voice commands. And the chipset and back-end support by Amazon for developers is down to $4, designed to make it easier to deploy products. While I'm on voice, Pandora is expanding its voice control feature with the beta launch of voice-activated ads. Why do we care? I remain pretty bullish on voice. The hardware investment is now quite low, and the idea has never been to make every device have a microphone, but instead interact with the ecosystem. The price drop is substantial. It was $7 before. Amazon is being creative with their solution to device interaction. Because they can't put the assistant on people's phones, they're allowing the rest of the ecosystem to then interact with the phone. It's clever. We'll see if it's adopted. Making the voice assistant leverage multiple modes as well gives options for developers. Now it's about use cases and implementation. I'm certainly interested in this space. I think there's an opportunity for builders, but more importantly, for those as implementers. A new DICE report, The State of Remote Work, updates the views of working remotely. Over 50% of organizations reported that 81% or more of their employees are working remotely during COVID-19. According to the report, more than half of respondents say working from home is easier, more relaxed, and more productive, and 49% cite avoiding office politics as a benefit. And 72% are happy with how their employer has handled the crisis. Why do we care? For me, this data is really lacking the context of childcare. In the show notes, I include a link to a Vox article about this. More stories than data. The real crisis is not in just moving people home, but in making sure it's not ignoring the reality of the situation. Focus is the key for making telework successful, and this report doesn't give insight into that. I suspect it's masking a lot of problems. A note, only about half saying working from home is easier, leaving the other, slightly less than half, saying it isn't. I continue to focus here for two reasons. First, I think this is a competitive differentiator right now. More than technology companies giving away free meals or new laptops, those that work with their teams and understand and manage the work-from-home situation will be incredibly successful and pull ahead from those that do not. Second, the larger question about the economy is driven not only by, are these places able to reopen, but do we have solutions to this problem? That's why I focus on the first reason, because it creates opportunity within the larger economy. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio in our Give What You Want model. Patreons get access to videos and editorials early. They get the ability to vote on what topics we're going to be covering and discussing, and they get to interact with one another and discuss the issues of the day. Find it at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Happy opening day for baseball, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.